Welcome back, folks. It's Monday, March 27th. Let's do updates on Space Command, an American Indian memorial, and things Charles Barkley has said. I'm Mike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Well, last week ended with buzz around a Washington Post report that the Biden administration may be seriously considering reversing the plan to move the U.S. Space Command headquarters to Huntsville, Alabama. Columnist David Ignatius wrote that the administration appeared ready to make the change, quoting an unnamed White House official as saying, "We share the concerns of some military leaders about potential disruption of space operations at a critical moment for our national security." Now, we know the backstory here. The U.S. Air Force put potential HQ sites through a selection process, narrowed it down to a handful of finalists, and selected Redstone Arsenal. Former President Trump has taken credit for personally making the decision, giving rise to claims of political favoritism in the process. Politicians from Colorado have been crying foul, trying to influence the Biden administration to keep HQ at its temporary site in Colorado Springs. Okay, now AL.com's Lee Roop reports that a staffer for U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville confirmed that the president may make the switch, as Trump said he did. Both senators from Alabama, Tuberville and Katie Britt, have issued responses to the Post report, pointing to the studies and selection process that took place before the original decision. Britt said of Colorado, quote, "Selecting a fifth-place finisher would obviously prioritize partisan political considerations at the expense of our national security, military modernization, and force readiness." The Muscogee Creek Nation would like to see a new memorial at the site of the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, reports AL.com's Amy Yerkinen. That battle was the last of the Creek War that ended 209 years ago and happened during the War of 1812. More than 800 Creeks from the Red Sticks faction were killed there at a bend in the Tallapoosa River. Currently, there's a marker that honors U.S. General Andrew Jackson and the soldiers who fought under his command, and the Muscogee Creeks have announced their intentions to balance that with something to memorialize those Creeks who opposed American expansion and sided with the British against the U.S. and its own Indian allies during the War of 1812. Tribe leaders came to Alabama for the anniversary, something that had been annual before the pandemic. They said the tribe was designing a memorial and that they would seek approval from the National Park Service to place the monument. Number one seed Alabama may have fallen in its Sweet 16 game in the NCAA tournament on Friday, but it was a former Auburn basketball star who shared some harsh feelings about the state of the sport over the weekend. AL.com's Mark Heim reports that Auburn and NBA legend Charles Barkley said the name, image, and likeness money is messing up the game. Now that Barkley is an NBA analyst and does NCAA tournament coverage for Turner Sports makes that a pretty bold statement. But Barkley doesn't hide from bold statements. He said during a 60 Minutes interview, quote, "The college game is a travesty and disgrace. I'm so mad about how we can mess up something so beautiful. We can't pay all these players." He predicted, "In the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to have 25 schools that will dominate the sport because they can afford the players, and the schools that can't afford or won't pay the players are going to be irrelevant." Now, during that interview, he also spoke about his relationship with longtime friend Michael Jordan. Barkley claimed that Jordan broke off the friendship after Barkley, as an analyst, talked about the Charlotte Hornets, which Jordan owns. Barkley said a comment he made that people around Jordan won't tell him no offended Jordan. He said Jordan's being who he is doesn't give him the right to be a jerk, and that now it's up to 23 to reach out to him at this point. Yeah. Chuck doesn't hide from bold statements. And that's a particularly sad one to hear, especially for fans of that golden age of the NBA from the late 80s, early 90s. Well, thank y'all so much for listening. We're going to be back here again tomorrow. Until then, come on by and see us on the internet at al.com.